Turn with me, if you would, to the book of Psalms, 68 chapter. We're going to read a few verses, probably start around 5th verse. We're going to finish the chapter out.
Chapter 16.
Psalms. Psalms chapter 16. Let's read verse number 5 and we'll finish out the chapter. It says, The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot. The lines are fallen unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have a godly heritage. I will bless the Lord who hath given me counsel. My reins also instruct me in the night seasons. I have set the Lord always before me, because he is at my right hand. I shall not move. Therefore my heart is glad, and in my glory rejoiceth. My flesh also shall rest in hope.
Amen.
For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Thou wilt show me the path of life, and thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And you can be seated. And we thank you for standing and reading those verses with us. But I want to pull the message, if God will allow me to, I want to pull it out of the last verse. But I feel like those couple verses, that 6 verses there that we read, were kind of, they all kind of go together. And we'll probably hit a little bit on all of them. But I thought about that word there, presence, in the 11th verse. And it says there, I'll reread it, it says, in thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. And I thought about the presence of God or being in his presence. And God kind of like, he kind of just pushed my thoughts in a certain way. And we'll get to that in just a minute. But I thought about Brother Shackelford's message this morning kind of went along with what I was studying. And it just so happened that we actually talked in Sunday school this morning about some things that I'm going to touch on in my message tonight. I wasn't sure if I was going to preach or not. I couldn't remember if Clyde was going to be here in the evening time or not. But I thought, and I just was studying out, and then God really drove this home this afternoon or this evening. And I want you to realize something today, that we're all pushing towards being in the presence of God. If you're saved, you're always in the presence of God. But there's times in the Bible where people are actually legitimately in his presence. Oh, he brings his presence down to them. But I want you to realize something today and this evening, that if we are going to do anything in Christ, we're going to have to be in the middle of his presence. We're going to have to be in the center of his will. We're going to have to be where he is. We're going to have to put ourselves aside, and we're going to have to go with what he has to say. And we're going to have to do what he tells us to do. That's what this verse of scripture here is talking about. That it said that I've always put God before me. I want you to understand something. Whether you put God before you or not, I don't know. But I'll tell you what, if you put God before you, he's going to see a lot of the traps that the devil's put down before you even get there. And I want you to realize something today. If we would just trust God enough to believe that when he goes before us, that he's going to go ahead and take everything out of our way, and he's going to make our path an easy one to walk. But I want you to realize something today, that if we're not in the presence of God, if we're not in where we need to be with the Lord, if we're not where we ought to be, Brother Chester, our walk is going to be pretty hard. And I want you to realize something today. Nothing takes your salvation away. Excuse me. Nothing pulls away what God did for you on your day. But I'll tell you something this afternoon, this evening, that if you are walking in the way that's not in the presence of God, or you're trying to do something on your own, you're in for a heartache, you're in for a lot of trouble, because the word of God is so plain that we ought to always be striving to be Christ-like. We ought to always be striving to do everything we possibly can to stay in the center of God's will. And I want you to realize something today. God knows that we're all human. God knows that we're going to falter. He knows that we're going to fail. But I want you to realize something this evening, that if we would just put our trust in him, and we, like it said there, that if we'd put him in front of us, because he's always going to be at our right hand. But I want you to realize something today. If we would just let God pave the way, if we would let God go before, if we would let God have the path that we're supposed to walk, it's going to be a lot easier to follow his steps rather than trying to find our
used to be, but the old path that has always worked. I want you to realize something today. If we're in the way with God, and if we're walking with God, and we're doing what God needs us to do, we will come out prosperous today. And I want you to pray for me this evening. I just want to do what God has had me to do. And I want to talk about the presence of God. And how we all know that in the beginning, Brother Chester, in the beginning when God was finished creating everything else, and He created man. And the Bible says that He breathed life into him. He made him in His own image, and He breathed life into him. And He saw that it was not good for Adam to be without a helpmate. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. In all of these things, no matter how long Adam, I don't know how long Adam and Eve were in the garden. I don't have any idea. And I'll probably never be able to figure that out. That's probably for God to know by Himself. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. No matter how long they were in the garden, God was in their presence all the time. They were always in God's presence there. Oh, but I want you to realize something. How do we know that? Because the Bible says that when Adam and Eve sinned and they ate of the fruit, that God came walking what? In the cool of the day. So He was accustomed, Brother James, to walking where they were. He was accustomed to being where they were at. And no doubt they were accustomed to Him just showing up whenever He wanted to and just being with them for a little while. Oh, but I want you to realize something, Brother Chester. Something was missing that day because He asked them, Adam, where are you? Oh, and the Bible says that Adam was scared and he was hiding, and he told him, I'm hiding from you. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. The Bible says that God made a sacrifice, and he made them garments for them to wear because what they had on wasn't good enough to be in His presence. I want you to realize something today. Aren't you glad when you were lost in your sin and you ate of the fruit and you realized that you were a sinner, you realized that you were lost. God came walking down your way, and God came by your way, and He came by your path, and He made His presence known, and He asked you where you were, and when you cried out to Him, I'm over here, but I'm afraid, I'm hiding from you. Aren't you glad today that He went ahead and made a sacrifice from His Son, and He gave you a new clothes to wear? He gave you something that you could be proud of. Oh, thanks be to God above. Adam and Eve had sinned. Oh, but thanks be to God above. God forgave them, and He gave them something to put on. Hey, I want you to realize their life was never the same. The Bible said that God told them that the moment that they ate from that fruit, Brother James, that they would surely die. And they didn't understand at the time. Oh, but the serpent beguiled Eve. And I want you to realize something today, that if it was any of us, it probably would have ended out the same way. Oh, but thanks be to God above, that God made a way for Adam and Eve to still be in His presence today. The Bible says that they weren't allowed to be in that. They weren't allowed to be in the garden anymore. The Bible says that they were put out. And there was an angel with a flaming sword that stood in the gate, and it turned every which way. Oh, but I want you to realize something this evening. Oh, that didn't mean that God didn't love them still. Aren't you glad today? Oh, that even though we do wrong, even though we're not where we need to be, that we can always feel the presence of God because we're His creation and He loves us today. Hey, I want you to know something. But the Bible, through the context of time and all these things, time goes on and men and women are born and they die. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. God also said at another point in time that His Spirit wouldn't always strive with man. That didn't mean that He didn't love him anymore. It just meant, Brother Chester, when He came down, it was a precious thing. And when He came down, the people that were involved, they got blessed. I want you to realize something today. I'm reminded of a man named Moses there. The Bible says that he was on the backside of a mountain, tending some animals. Oh, and he He saw a burning bush. And the Bible says that it was encompassed by flame. But the flame wasn't burning up the bush. And the Bible says that there was a voice that came out of heaven. I want you to realize something today. Moses had never even heard God's voice before. Moses had just found out that he was an Egyptian. So his life, I was just shot. His life was shot all together, all these things. And then he thought, oh, they were true. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Oh, when God spoke to Moses, Moses got, God got his attention. I want you to realize something this afternoon, this evening. Oh, thanks be to God above for the times that God calls us. Oh, when we're out on the backside of a mountain. Oh, but the Bible says, oh, that Moses saw the bush and he began to walk towards it. Oh, but the voice came out of heaven and told him, don't come any closer. It's not because God didn't want him there. It was because some things had to fall in order first. He told him. And it's in Exodus chapter 3. I want you to realize something this afternoon or this evening. Oh, that when Moses got to be in the presence of God, oh, that there are some things that had to happen. The Bible says that God told him that he needed to take his shoes off because he was on holy ground. I want you to realize something today. Thanks be to God for God's instructions. Oh, and I want to sit here if I can for just a little bit. I want you to know that God had done so many things through Moses. We all know this. Oh, but I want you to know that even when Moses wasn't sure what was going on, God had a plan for Moses' life. Oh, and thanks be to God when God came down and God showed Moses mercy and got to be in his presence. Moses knew what he had to do today. Hey, don't you know? Don't you realize this evening that when Moses was there, all the things that he'd gone through in his life. Now I don't know if you know this or not, but it was customary in that time, if you had shoes on while you were walking, if you went into somebody's house or you were a guest, that you would kick your shoes off before you went in there to reverence the household that you were going into. And a lot of times, when you would go visit somebody who was of authority, or somebody who was a king or something like that, yet you would take off your shoes in reverence of who they were. Oh, thanks be to God above, that when I get in God's presence, I won't feel God unless I spiritually kick off my shoes, Brother Vernon. I want you to realize something tonight, church. Oh, that if we're ever going to truly feel God, when we get to the holy ground, we got to kick our shoes off. We got to show God reverence. We got to show him that we know that he's king. We got to show him that we want to be in his presence today. Oh, thanks be to God above. Praise his name. Oh, that when we get to the spot, Brother Chester, that we're willing and able to kick off our shoes and go into God's presence. Thanks be to God, he communes with us. Hey, they would. Not only was it customary for, it was customary for every man, woman, boy, or girl, whatever religion you were, whatever nationality you were, it was across the board that when you went somewhere and you paid respects to somebody, that you'd kick your shoes off. Oh, but not only that, I was reading about the power of the human foot. I want you to realize something today. I don't know if you know this or not, but everywhere on our body, Brother James, is pores. That's what causes the sweat to come out, and that's what causes our body to pull, to cool down and things like that. But the thing about pores is, whatever's on the skin, it sucks into it. So then, it begins to fester inside of you. And I want you to realize something today. That's pretty nasty when you think about it. There's more. There's like three times the amount of pores on the feet than there are on the rest of the body. Oh, if you were to take a square of flesh anywhere else and a square of the foot, there'd be three times more pores on the bottom of the foot than there would be on the other piece of skin. I don't know why that is, but I'll tell you this much. Oh, that when you walk around barefoot, you pick things up from the ground, or you pick things up from where you're walking in. Now I want you to realize something today. We can walk around and we can pick up the things of the world, or we can walk around, and when God tells us to get on holy ground, we can kick our feet off and we can walk around in the sweet smelling savor of God, and we can get in tune with Him, and we can suck up His glory and His presence and His mercy and His grace, or we can walk on by and we can choose not how to serve Him. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. That's something that Moses had to do. When God spoke to him out of the bush, he could have tucked tail and run, because nothing like that had ever happened. Or he could have kicked his feet, or he could have kicked his shoes off, and he could have went with God today. Oh, thanks be to God above. I want to get with God. When you're walking around, and you're walking around barefoot. Now I know that everybody knows that there's five senses, but I want you to realize something. The bottom of your feet, they're really sensitive. Oh, and that's no doubt. Everybody knows that. I don't know if you know that. I don't know if you do this or not, but I'll be walking around my house and I won't have shoes on. And I'll step on a Lego or something that my son has left out from playing. Man, I just want to jump through the roof, Brother James. That hurts. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Oh, thanks be to God above. That we, if we got our shoes off and we're walking with Christ, we can feel the things that are underneath of us. Oh, and thanks be to God above. Your feet may start off pretty tender. Oh, but thanks be to God above. When you walk the miles with God and you keep your feet, and you keep trotting on and you keep doing what God wants you to do, and you stay in His presence, your feet are going to get pretty tough, and it's going to make the miles easier to walk. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. The sense is that there's nerve endings in the bottom of your feet that make them that way, that make them sensitive to touch, make them sensitive to walking, so that you don't step on something and get it stuck in your foot and don't realize it's there, and it becomes a hindrance to you. Oh, thanks be to God for some spiritual awareness when I'm walking around. I want you to know something today. Oh, that if we're walking with God, if something doesn't feel right, it's probably not right. Oh, hey, those Legos aren't supposed to be on the ground when my son's done playing. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. And it doesn't help the fact that they're still there. Hey, oh, we're not supposed to walk around in the traps of the devil. But that don't mean that he doesn't plant them. Oh, but if we walk and if we're in the presence of God, we'll realize that something's missing, something's wrong, and we'll get closer to God, and our feet will be able to walk more miles. Hey, I want you to realize, I didn't quite know it was going to go this way. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Moses there, because of being in the presence of God on the backside of the mountain, hey, nobody else in Egypt knew that he was in that spot. Nobody else in Egypt knew that he had spoken to God and communed with him. Oh, but here comes Moses walking into Egypt. Oh, and he plainly told Pharaoh that my God told me to let you know how to let my people go. Oh, but I want to. Moses didn't get that boldness by himself. Moses got the bonus from being in communion with God. I want you to realize something today. Oh, that you may feel like you've not got something to do for God. Oh, but you get in His presence and you get on holy ground and you start walking around with your shoes off, and God will bless and He'll give you direction. Amen. Moses was content. Moses had left Egypt behind. He left his learnedness. He grew up in Pharaoh's house. He had the best education anybody could ask for. Oh, but he had left it all behind just to get out of harm's way. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. Thanks be to God. Oh, when we come out of sin. Oh, but I want you to realize something else. There's some other people that are still in Egypt. Oh, that God wants us to help. And we can't help them if we're on the backside of a mountain, content with where we are. I want to do it. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you stand with God. Oh, but if you're looking for something to do, if you want God, I'd move you up. If you want God, I'd move in your life. You've got to get with Him. No more being content. No more being okay with where you are. No more being all right with coming in and sitting down and not paying attention. No more being okay with missing services on purpose. No more being okay with doing something that's not biblical and not feeling sorry for it. Let me tell you something today. If you're a child of God, God saved you from the world. You need to get out of the world or you're going to pick up some things that won't be easy to get rid of. I don't know where that came from. That's okay. But I want you to realize something today. Oh, that if, Brother Vernon, we're just walking around willy-nilly. If we start off in the hallowed ground, if we start off in the holy ground, in our holy place, and we don't watch ourselves, we'll keep our shoes off, and we'll start walking around in places that we ought not to be, and we'll pick up those things that I talked about. Oh, and heaven forbid, if I pick up something that ought not to be a part of my body. I want you to realize something today. The Bible says that the body is a temple and we ought to keep it that way. Yes. You know what that means to me? It's talking about immorality. So what that says to me is, if it's not of God, get in now. I love you this evening. I'm preaching to you just as much as I am to me. I need this message, Brother Chester. Oh, but if we're ever going to move forward as Riverside Missionary Baptist Church, we got to get our ducks in a row. We got to get our stuff in order. We got to take God seriously if we ever want Him to point us in the direction we need to go. You know, the Bible says, if your eye offends you, to pluck it out. Or if your hand offends you, to cut it off. If your foot offends you, I'd have cut it off. And I'll say it like this. If there's something in your life that's keeping you from being on holy ground, if there's something in your life that's keeping you from getting in tune with God, if there's something in your life that's keeping you from being where you need to be, being the light that you know you can be, being the person that God needs you to be, let go of it. Cut it out and get rid of it. And you can go on praising God today. Hey, I love you more than anything, church. I really do. Oh, but we need this message. We need to know that serving God is not something that's a pastime. It's a necessity. I need it. I want it. And let me tell you what. I've been in a position where I haven't cared whether I was in the presence of God or not. And shame on me. Don't be there. Listen to what I'm saying and get in tune with God and He'll take care of the rest today. Hey, He loves you. He wants nothing more than to bless your heart. Oh, but if you won't let Him, that's not His fault today. You know how many years, Brother Bill, I spent thinking, God, why am I here? Why'd you put me here? What am I doing here? Why do I feel this way? And I blamed it on Him. Oh, but I didn't realize that I walked away from the holy ground. And I picked up some things I shouldn't have. And I walked away. And I made it myself. I love you. So does God. Oh, but I want you to realize something today. If you want God to be present in your life, you got to be present in His. God can't bless you if your cup's always turned over. Or turned down, I mean. God can't fill you up if you're never willing to pop the lid off your vessel. God can't ever. Hey, I'm coming from a spot of knowledge here today. I've been that person who's had a crack in his pot. And every time God would try to fill it up, and spill out the bottom. Oh, but let me tell you what, when you get in tune with God and he puts you back on the potter's wheel and he mends up those cracks and he makes you ready to be used again, it's such a good feeling that there's nothing worse ever staying the way that you are today. Hey, man, I'm just trying to tell you, I'm trying to let you know that if we're ever going to be in God's presence, we got to do it His way. That's why Brother Chester, he told Moses to stay where he was for a minute. It wasn't because he didn't want Moses where he was. It's because Moses had to do some things first. Man, if you ever want to get power with God, hey, one thing's for sure, we're going to have to kick off our shoes and get where he is. Oh, but another thing is, we got to let go of where we are in life. We got to realize that without God's help, we're going to be nothing. Whether you're lost or saved here today, I don't know. Oh, but let me tell you something. If you're lost here today, you're just walking around with no cause. You're walking around with nothing in your life. But I want to tell you something today. If you get where God is, He'll give you something He'll give you a purpose. He'll give you a cause. He'll give you something to do. Oh, but you got to kick off your shoes first. And one thing that I thought about when I was thinking and when I was meditating all these things, I don't know about you guys, but when I was a little bit younger, I had a height complex. I don't know why, because I'm not really all that short, Brother James. But I would get around people, and I would be, oh, well, they're taller than me. I would try to do everything I possibly could. I bought shoes that had big feet. I bought shoes that had big heels. I would wear around cowboy boots everywhere I went, Brother Vernon. I don't know why. It was just in my mind that I had to be that way. Oh, but I want you to realize something. One time I read the scripture about how no man could add any stature to himself. And I began to think how foolish I was for wearing those cowboy boots, or how foolish I was for spending $100 extra, man, with Jam, to make myself feel better. Naturally speaking, for being what I felt was short, I don't know why I'm going here, but I just want to be honest with you. Let's be honest with ourselves. We can all talk about the vanity that we have in ourselves. Let me tell you something today. When Moses took off his shoes, I believe that was a part of him letting go of who he was. He was used to walking around, Mamma Jan, taking care of sheep. He was used to taking care of animals. He was used to doing things his own certain way. Oh, but when he kicked off his shoes and he let God have the bottom of his feet, oh, thanks be to God above, he was kicking off who he was and he was going where God was. Thanks be to God above. I don't want to be vain. I don't want people to see me. I want people to see God. And they'll see God when I'm in His presence, walking on holy ground with my shoes off. Oh, and then you'll be able to walk the walk and to talk the talk. Do you realize that Moses told God that he wasn't the right man for the job because he had a stammered tongue? Oh, and he said, well, you got Aaron. Oh, but Aaron barely spoke. Thanks be to God above. Oh, when you get in the right place with God, He'll use you the way He intends for you to be used today. You may not have a direction. You may not have any idea. But you get where God is and He'll show you what you need to do. He loves you. I don't know why we went to the shoe thing. I don't have any idea. Now you know something about me. Maybe you never did. I just want to be honest with you this evening. Brother James, come get a song. I'm just trying to be honest. We all have things in our life that are silly. The height thing, I don't know. That was pretty silly. You know, I still get around. I still go around my sister-in-law. Her boyfriend's like 6'6". He's huge. I'll get around him. You know what? That height complex maybe sometimes will try to show its way back in. But then that verse pops in my head, Brother Vernon.
161.
God will quiet our spirits. When we have our insecurities, when we have our issues, we have our problems. God will quiet you. I'll tell you that I don't believe that he just quieted the storms for those men in the Bible. I believe he quieted those storms so it would be on a piece of paper in a Bible somewhere so that I could pick it up and I could realize that through him all things can be done. He's got a way with words. He's got a way with feelings. He's got a way with speaking without even being heard, Brother Chester. I've never heard his audible voice. But when I get where he is, I get a clear picture of where I'm supposed to be. I love you. And I hope and pray you're where you need to be with the Lord tonight. But if you're not, maybe you've got a shoe situation like I did. Not height-wise, maybe. Maybe something in your life is keeping you from really being able to serve God. You know, that complex, I don't even know why we're sticking here, but that's okay. That complex, do you realize it was almost a fear that I had of walking in and not being the tallest person in the room? I don't know. But, Brother Chester, when we walk in those doors, we're all level.
That's it. On level ground, yes, sir.
The cross made everything level ground. Everybody's the same. Everybody's got one spirit. And it's either lost or it's saved.
Amen.
Otherwise, why would he have put nobody can add a measure to themselves? Because that don't matter. Vanity doesn't matter. Your status in life, how much money you got in your billfold, none of that matters. There's a scripture that I read and I can't remember it, and I wish I could. Talking about how people work all day long and all night long and they toil and they strife and they push to get money that they don't even realize it's not theirs. In layman's terms. Why don't we stand? What was he trying to say there, Brother Chester? People are moving around. They're doing their own thing and they're going their own way and they're doing whatever they want to do for themselves. People work 7 days a week, a year straight, for money that's going to burn up. Pay off debts that they'll never be able to get up from. Whereas, if we realize the necessity for the work of Christ, we would stop doing stuff out there. We would stop pushing for things out there. We would stop worrying about what people think about us out there. And we'll get our focus in, and we'll get our stuff dialed in, and we'll focus in here. Because if you focus in here, Brother Vernon, this is our place to praise. This is our place to feel God and to be in His presence. We should always be in His presence, but this is a really good place to get tuned up and to get fired up and to get fueled up and to get filled up so that we can walk out of these doors, Brother Vernon, and be a light to the world. That's what we're here for. Because if we get in the holy place, if we get in the place where God wants us to be, and He calls us into the holy ground, we kick off our shoes and we get where we need to be, walking around out there is going to be a piece of cake. That don't mean trouble and trials ain't going to come. That doesn't mean that hardships won't show their way. But if you're where you need to be with God, it'll be a whole lot easier to walk them. We had some other places we thought we were going to get to. We didn't get there, but that's okay. God didn't need us to get there. I want to implore you today. Are you walking around without a cause? Are you walking around without a purpose? Are you walking around and you want a purpose and you want a cause and you want something to put your effort into? Kick off your shoes and get on some holy ground. God loves us too much to let us walk around without a purpose. God never intends for that.
God.